Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm here in Las Vegas at Freedom Fest, and I'm joined by Michelle Bernard, a school choice reform advocate and school reform advocate and journalist. Welcome. Tell us a little bit how you got involved in the kind of school reform movement.
Sure, absolutely. Education has been an issue that's been important to me my entire life, but in particular, a few years ago, I was, you know, like many Americans, sitting home watching television. The nation was celebrating the 50th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education. And there was a lot, obviously, to celebrate. But I was thinking, you know, isn't this interesting? We're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Brown versus Board of Education. I live in the Washington metropolitan area. And many of the same arguments that my parents had when I was a child and that many parents have as to the inefficiency of the DC public school system, we were still having 50 years later. And I kept thinking to myself, what would Thurgood Marshall be thinking if he could look at the state of our nation's K through 12 education system, not just from the perspective of African American children, but all children, particularly poor children? You know, our schools are just as separate and just as unequal as they were when he fought the Brown versus Board of Education battle. It's not so much race-based now. What we see today is that education is based, the quality of your education is based on your zip code. And if you don't have a great zip code, your chance of really realizing the American dream is very, very small. And that has what is what propelled me to really dedicate most of my time and energy to education reform.
So what specifically are you advocating, pushing, changing? What are you trying to do?
Well, personally, I'm a real big advocate for school choice. I believe school choice is the next evolution of Brown versus Board of Education. I think that any parent, regardless of zip code, or grandparent, child caregiver, concerned citizens should be able to take their tax dollars and put their child in the school that they think best meets their child's needs. That being said, I believe in comprehensive education reform from A to Z. One of the things that I am most heavily focused on is really trying to develop grassroots, boots on the ground, civil rights movement of our time, of parents, children, grandparents, concerned citizens all across the nation that will really march on Washington, march on the steps of their state legislators, and demand educational opportunity and equality for all children in this country today. You know, I reflect back on when I was a kid and I was studying history, and you look at the old history books of the black and white photos from that time period of Brown versus Board of Education and ending segregation in the United States, and that was a big civil rights movement in our nation's history. And to me, the education reform battle of today is an extension of that movement, and that's what I'm working on, that's what I'm creating. You know, we've got the academics and the policymakers and the people who look at education reform from that level. I'm the person who really wants to take it to a different level and really meet with parents and meet with children. And, you know, one of the things that that I like to do is, for example, go into, you know, low-income housing developments and talk to parents and say, you know, what is it that you want for your child? And every parent that I've ever met has always said, I want them to have an excellent education and I don't want them to have to live here. And so what I want to do is work with those people to explain to them, what do we mean when we talk about school choice or parental choice? What do we mean by education reform? And also explain to parents that they have the tools within themselves to demand change from the government.
We are seem to be living in a moment now where there's a lot more traction for these ideas, waiting for Superman, a lot more kind of bipartisan opportunity. What do you foresee happening in the next, let's say, 5 years or so?
Well, you know, I think that Waiting for Superman, the cartel, a documentary called The Boys of Baraka, have done a lot to make the notion of education reform a part of pop culture. So for people who are very wealthy, live in zip codes where your houses cost more and you have a really good education, and who might assume that all children have access to the kind of kids, schools that their kids do, it's brought it home. And so I think I'm hoping we will see in the next 5 years is a broader coalition of people who are dedicating themselves to school choice and to comprehensive education reform. My personal perspective is that when you go out and you talk to, you know, school choice reformers, by and large, the people who are really, really engaged are white, they are males, they are Christian, they are conservatives. You have Democrats and left of center activists who are, we sort of make a joke and say that they're sort of in the closet because they feel that they're going to get beaten up by their party or by their colleagues if they speak out and say, I'm for school reform, I'm for school choice, I am you know, definitely in on the side of the American population that believes that we need to do something about the power that teachers unions have on our education system. And so one of the things I'm thinking we're going to see in the next 5 years is see a broader coalition that includes more people that are Democrats, more people that are left of center, and is more racially diverse as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.